Hello.
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tyler. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash.
Yes, sir. I got the card in front of me now.
Okay. You said it's a Visa. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yes. 4744.
Mm-hmm.
8900.
Okay.
2388.
Yes, sir.
0955.
And then the expiration month and year?
0329.
03 of 2029. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
203.
203. So I've got 203 on the back. I've got 03 or March of 2029 for the expiration. And then, Tyler, was the card itself 47, 44, 89, 00, 23, 88, 09, 55?
Yes, it is.
And what is the billing address of that card?
It's going to be the 5603
Thunderbird
Street.
Okay.
Lago Vista, and it's side A.
And that's a 78645, right?
Correct.
All right, perfect. Now, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system about a minute or so after I get through that voice verification. If you have a pen handy now, though, I'd be happy to give you that information.
Yes, and your local splash, correct?
Correct. Local, like your local area, splash, like a splash of water. My name is Paul Gordon, and I'll give you my number as well as the number for client support. It's the same toll-free number, which is 877-635-6225. Now, client support is option 1 or extension 1. I have the same phone number. My direct extension is 746. Okay. Now you'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The initial invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Like I said, because we're Google partners, we're required to read that voice verification. Feel free to stop me at any time, but it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Tyler, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Low State Roofing.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tyler Hafer, CEO.
Okay. And Mr. Hafer, as the CEO of Flow State Roofing, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, Tyler, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Hafer, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Tyler, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads. Like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is all accurate. Tyler, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. We'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll make sure that that physical street address does not appear online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, reducing or even waiving that setup fee, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 4th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included as well. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can, if necessary, pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Tyler, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hafer, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute, you'll receive that confirmation email as well as the additional invoice email. Now, the invoice email will have on it a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. There will also be a link on the invoice email, or you'll get that link by a text message as well. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It does look like that 5 o'clock spot got booked out. Would you be available right now if I could get special permission to kind of squeeze one in last minute? I do see we have an opening at 4:00. Or would you want to schedule something for tomorrow?
Tomorrow would be better. I got a couple things I got to do.
No problem.
So I got that text message you were saying to let you know when I got it.
Perfect. Let me see what the system sent out to you, because I know it sends a few emails. It looks like the one that you've got is the one that we want you to see. The welcome email is going to be arriving shortly. But the local splash initial invoice, that's the one that we want you to take a look at. If you open it up, it says, "Hello, Tyler. Thank you for choosing local splash." And then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it's going to go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I did click the link.
Okay, perfect. So Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but about 1 out of 10 people will actually be choosing and using Bing instead of Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone, but we want you to get those calls too. So we'll be mirroring the content on Bing. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing the Facebook ads as well. Now, you'll see the long line that goes across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes that we want you to click. One that you certify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. Now, once you've got both of those boxes clicked, you'll see there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either type in or copy and paste your name. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. But if you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the T and the H are capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, you'll see there's an orangish colored box that says confirm signature. Click on that box and then it's going to take you to the next page. It's going to ask you for a username and a password. What that does, though, is it does kind of course, let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced your cost. It allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that everything that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. If you're seeing that login page asking for username and password, you can actually stop right there. You are seeing it though because our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. It comes from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Now the welcome email should be on its way. And it does have not only our client support information, but also your credentials for your tracking system. I can see on my end, though, let me open that up. Your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. It can't be changed. It's in our system the same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's just the numbers, though, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. Your username, though, is 512-969-7859. The default password is good. Google. It's all lowercase, no space. And once you do have access to your tracking system, you can change that that password. You should get all of that in the next minute or so. It looks like our system did just send out that welcome email. Another one that is in process of being sent out is the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, this just goes out to everybody, and it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little more comprehensive, and it's really by design. It's all designed to make sure that businesses that are on that first page especially do they're active, actual businesses, real legitimate businesses. So anything that you can send our way will help us to satisfy Google in that regard. Any photos of your tools or equipment, your work vehicle, anything like that.
Photos of a
business card would help.
Did I need to click on the email?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to.
So far, the phone numbers, the username, password's good Google. And
yep.
I can, okay, gotcha.
If you try logging in right now or in the next day or so, it's just going to give you a message that everything's still being set up. You'll actually receive a confirmation email by text and email once your tracking system is active, you'll receive that information letting you know that you can access your account. And then of course you can always, update that, that password. So tomorrow for your client interview, I could do as early as 9 or as late as 5. The one exception is 2 o'clock when they take their lunch break. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour, so it would be towards the beginning part of the hour and get you off about a half an hour after that. Would you want something kind of morning?
1 p.m. would be good for me.
Let me check and see. Okay, so there's the 1 o'clock. That's perfect. It's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. Like I said, it's an hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, although I'll try to keep my line open. Either way, they're going to take really good care of you. I did want to add just another layer of protection here on your account, whether I am on that follow-up call tomorrow or not. Just a simple question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Flow State Roofing. Even if it's you, Mr. Hafer, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And especially like if it starts to happen like a couple of weeks from now, if you are getting phone calls from anyone saying that they're Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they will need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon, and they would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, just let them go. And especially if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, that's definitely not us. Just let them go. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your
city I was born in?
City you were born in. And what is the answer?
Yuba City. Yuba City.
Okay, gotcha. And I got to type it in twice here, but you're all set and squared away there. Now, your client interview scheduled out 1 at 12. You're going to receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled out 1. I'm going to send you out right now a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. But it's going to say Local Splash, CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your actual username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, and you can send everything there, please do, though, include either your username or your phone number. That makes it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview tomorrow, they will probably also give you photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly if you like, but like I said, the catch-all for everything is that support email, and you can send everything there. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you, get that website out there in front of more people. Of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time and your patience.
And yours as well. Thank you very much. You take care, Tyler. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All righty. Bye-bye.